This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. They're inching ever closer on the south side. But I don't know what that Colorado team is up to, Mr. David.
Good morning, Molly. Happy Thursday. Well, we know they're up to losing a lot. It's at a record pace. And thank goodness they were the opponent this week for the Cubs.
I got to tell you, I'm going to say it. Dustin's going to get mad.
Say it.
You're going to give me a dirty
no,
look.
No, I'm not.
Weak sweep. That's a weak sweep. Whoa. I mean, they swept them and they beat them.
See?
But every game, you were kind of like, "What? Well, are you going to win this game or not?"
All right, that deserves a dirty look.
2-0.
That deserves a dirty look.
Why aren't you up 6-0? Why are you only winning 2-1?
2-1.
Why do you only get 4 hits in the first game?
Tough one.
What are you doing going late in the second game?
Fair questions.
I'm telling you, for as handily as they handled that team, when you look at the records, they don't belong in the same conversation.
Let me try to counter that.
Why was that such a weak sweep?
Well, because of a couple reasons, I think. Because
weak.
It was not as impressive. You could make the argument the Sox lost the series against the Mets 2 out of 3 after winning yesterday. The Cubs sweep the Rockies, and the Sox maybe felt more complete. It felt like they had more complete games in losses than the Cubs might have in wins. Fair enough. That's a good point by you. But
I never made that point. That's your point. I said weak sweep.
Well, I'm trying to say that there was a weak sweep even though you won 3 in a row, and now you're up to a 4-game winning streak. You're in first place in your high water mark.
14 over.
You're 14 over. You're 56 games in. You're a third of the way through the season at least. But, Mully, they won games where you could have had a letdown. A natural letdown. The Rockies are historically bad. They come into your ballpark. It's a weekday, weeknight series. There are a lot of reasons that are built in excuses that you could justify why they might have a letdown. They won anyway.
I understand all that. All I'm saying is that they are 14 games over 500. And they're playing a team that hasn't won 10 games yet.
I know.
They haven't won 10
single
games.
Single digits in the victory column.
And it's,
single.
But it's just weird that they're not – that like, they weren't dominant. I thought the pitching was pretty good. I'm not like, dissing them. I just don't know why I'm staying up waiting for this thing to be put to bed. Put it to bed so I can go to bed.
Well, that may explain why you're a little bit unhappy with them not being more dominant. But I do think that as you would say, when you know that you're not clicking on all cylinders necessarily, and your offense that we keep raving about and setting all sorts of records manages a meager 2 runs, and you get a sweep, a weak sweep even, if I want to agree with you, as you would say, you take it and you run like a thief in the night.
I'm all over that. All that matters is they won. I'm just saying, if we're giving out style points, it was not a stylish victory in that series.
This was a bottom line week.
Yes.
This was a bottom line series. And today, they take a deep breath. They take the day off. They get ready for the Reds coming to town. The Reds coming to town after you took 2 out of 3 from them in Cincinnati. They're not going to be happy. They are going to want to get that series back. They're talented, as we know. Terry Francona has Bruce booked him yet for Saturday morning. And I think that they're going to be a challenge.
I think if you could put the fork in them if you just win games you're supposed to win. I think you can sweep these guys too, quite frankly. I don't know the way they're playing. I'm just saying, let's have a little sense of greediness.
Well,
let's get a little greedy in our hearts.
But let's look at what they've done in the month of May. They have been greedy. Yep. They have been aggressive. They have asserted themselves as the team to be in the National League Central and one of the best teams in the National League. So I understand the complaint or the grievance that you're filing.
Yes.
But I also think that over the course of a 162-game season, you're going to have lulls.
Well,
and if you can win through some of those lulls, you're going to be better off, and that's how you get to the playoffs.
But it felt like, and maybe I'm wrong, and feel free, Dustin, I'm welcoming you to come at me and tell me I'm wrong. It felt like they were doing kind of the bare minimum. It didn't feel like they wanted to just put them away. I've seen them put teams away, and they didn't do that in this series, and I don't think that's good. I like it when you put teams away.
I'd quibble, but I want Dustin to weigh in.
I wanted more from them in the top of the first inning as an example. So they had something going until they didn't have something going.
Right.
Pete Crow Armstrong hits the solo home run after a miserable night for him, at least, an 0-for-5 the day before. Were they maybe bored a little bit? Maybe that's what it was.
Yes.
Was that the best? Did you get the best of the Rockies, even as bad as they are? Were the Rockies playing as if this was their
of course
playoff?
Playing at Wrigley Field.
Were the Rockies more energized by the crowd? They were getting 30,000 a night the last couple nights, not 40,000. Cubs like to play in front of 40,000. The Rockies are happy to play in front of 10,000, so maybe they were a little bit more juice. But I think you need more.
I don't disagree,
but I think yesterday I was the only one that was saying it was a must sweep.
Well, I think you're right, because here's why I would quibble a little bit with what you're saying about the Cubs' approach. Craig Counsell filled out a lineup card like it was game one of the NLDS. This was their A lineup. This was their October batting order. This was the best of the Cubs in game 3 of a series. You didn't need to sweep, but it was nice to get one.
You wanted to give everyone the day off, as I recall.
I did. And I'll explain why. Not necessarily. It's a good thing they didn't listen to me, as Dustin nicely pointed out to during our little meeting before the show. It's a good thing that Craig Counsell's Odyssey app went out during the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he didn't listen to you, or else he would have rested PCA. Yeah, I know he hit a homer. Here's all I was saying about PCA. They've played 56 games. He's missed an inning and a third all season long. So, Dustin, when September rolls around, and if PCA is struggling at the plate because he looks tired, like Dansby Swanson did once upon a time that season where he collapsed in September and folded down the stretch, I will remind you of this day. And you can re-celebrate the Rocky sweep.
You can put it in your back pocket, but again, it's all about today. How does one, and I think you guys feel this too with our goofy schedules that we have.
Yes.
How does one take the day off today? Does PCA have a cheat day food wise? Does he lay in bed? Does he actually work out? Does he walk around the city? Or does he binge 9 episodes of something on Apple TV? I'm just curious, how does a 23-year-old take a day off.
He's so young and he is so vibrant that I don't know if getting off your feet is as important to him as it might be to somebody, you know, 10 years older or somebody who's a more established veteran. If he's 23, he probably just sleeps in a little bit and
right.
He does a normal day with a little bit of a workout because you want to break a sweat.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a mental break as much as a physical break.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a day. It's not like it's a week, Dustin. If the guy wants to sleep in, that's great.
Right. And it's a day game. It's not even a night game on Friday. Right. You know, it's a right. night game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aim. You wake up today and you know that, like, you've got to be back at the ballpark. What would you do? Those guys get there about 8:30, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, right? 9, 10 yeah. o'clock. He's yeah. probably, the PCA, he's probably getting a skateboard and going to the lakefront. You never know.
Right.
You can
right.
see that. He could be that kid.
Is he a skater? Is he a skate guy? Is he a skateboard guy?
I don't know.
You could see that, couldn't you?
California cool.
I don't know his energy level. You know, there are some people that just are go, 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 go. And he looks like a go-go guy. I remember covering a game in Dallas years and years ago. Michael Jordan got up in the morning and played 36. He went for two rounds before the game that night. You know why? Because he's a crack of dawn guy.
Yeah.
He's a golf guy, and he was having fun, and
he just
kept going.
Remarkable.
There are people
energy.
With unbelievable yeah. energy.
Stamina.
Yes.
All kinds
yes.
of things. And PCA is only 23 years old. David quit worrying about everything. Not worried about everything. And this is could be a moot point, and he is a rare breed. But yeah. I suggested a day off, and he did get one. But
he
good thing he didn't.
Today. I mean, he gets it today.
Good thing he didn't, because he hit that home run,
right.
And they squeezed out a sweep, a weak sweep, nonetheless.
I mean, you can say that's an idiot's refrain, and that's fine.
Too strong. I'm not calling it idiotic.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. I'm just saying I expect more. And you know what? You want to get more innings off? Get it over with in the first inning. load up on them. And then everybody can sit back down and you can enjoy yourself. You don't have to worry about how many innings you're putting in.
We should say this. Matthew Boyd was outstanding again.
He was excellent.
You know, he bounced back his only subpar start. And it wasn't even that bad.
No, it wasn't.
But he's a guy that his consistency, you got to give Jed Hoyer credit for bringing him in, Colin Ray in. These guys have been godsend.
But you shouldn't need that. You shouldn't need that or rely on that. I'm just saying. It was too bad an opponent to not just take advantage of it. And it felt like, and this happens all the time, people play to the level of competition.
It happens all the time.
You can say, Dustin, that they really played well for how bad they are. Or you can say, yeah, you know, we knew we were going to win, so you didn't have to push it. It's just a dangerous position to be in.
Big picture.
When you play down to the level of your
competition. Big picture question, though. How do you feel about the Cubs' depth going into the second half of the season? Because these are the kind of things that on days off, you wonder if the staff is looking at and feeling like as they project out things when they get Shota back, who threw a bullpen yesterday,
yes,
as they look ahead to, well, who's going to need,
yep,
rest to recover on certain things. Is this Cub team deep enough off the bench to feel like that you're going to run away with this?
I, honest to God, feel like they haven't even tapped into their depth. I think they got guys, you know, we saw Ballesteros for like a week, and he knew coming up it was a week, and they knew coming up it was a week. Guess what? His numbers, when you break them down, he had a really strong week. He didn't do anything. That's a guy that you could come up that can help you at any time. You still have a couple of outfielders down in the minors that are of great value if you want to trade for something.
Right.
Or you could bring them up and give them a week,
yeah,
and they might be able to help carry a.
Fair enough.
If everyone starts burning out. I just think they've got, like, legitimate depth. I understand the concerns about you rather guys that have been there and done it in the back of the baseball. I get all that stuff. And I understand the pitching thing. You know, I'm not worried about if PCA is going to be burnt out in September, but I do worry about some of the pitching.
Yeah, I think the pitching is the right place to put any kind of concerns, because Daniel Palencia, good last night, really stepping forward with the back of the, you know, back into the bullpen in the ninth inning. He's the guy that looks pretty good. But my biggest takeaway from this series and this week is not necessarily the Cubs are playing down to the competition. You'd like it to be better, but it's more that, boy, this has been a terrific month. This is the Cubs hitting their stride. And I know it's a bad team, and they did the minimum they had to do. But, boy, is this going to be a fun summer. We're not even in June. And you got 4 months, June, July, August, September. And that could be tons of fun.
It doesn't feel like we're even in summer, frankly.
I know.
The weather has not yet cooperated.
No, it does feel like football weather.
That's going to come, and that's going to come soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.